Okay, first of all, it's a really incredible schus to continue to learn together this particular shir. This is obviously an optional learning and late at night after a very long day, and today was a very hot day also, so it's exhausting. We're just starting what hopefully will be a very, very beautiful summer together. But I think it's something very special to end our day together learning and growing and connecting to Torah and connecting to Hashem. I'm looking forward to learning together throughout the entire summer. So we're going to start tonight, as I said, Perek Beis Mishnah Yadalit in Perkei Avos. That's where we left off 1 year ago. And we continue. We continue learning, we continue growing, continue getting close to Hashem. Every Mishnah in Perkei Avos is really a whole world. We're picking up in the middle. But every Mishnah is a whole world. And there's so much to glean and so much to learn. Really, each Mishnah is just a springboard of growth to understand our lives and understand our purpose in this world. So Mishnah Yudalit in Perek Beis tells us, Rabbi Lazar Omer, have a shakud lilmo Torah. Have a shakud lilmo Torah. That word shakud is a strange word. That we should be shakud to learn Torah. What does it mean to be shakud to learn Torah? Anyone know what that word means? So, to understand that word, we have to look in Tanakh and see where else that word is used. One place it's used is in Mishlei. And the Pasuk says, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li, praiseworthy is a person that listens to me, Lishkod Al Dilsai Yom V'Yom, that is constantly knocking on my door every single day. So Hashem is saying, we get a sitter and pick you up with Perek Beis Mishnah Yadalit. Hashem is saying that praiseworthy is a person that's constantly knocking on my door. He's coming, she's coming always to connect to me. But we see that word lishkod is a language of tamidios, of consistency, constantly. And that's the first understanding of what this Mishnah is telling us. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Yadalad, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, have a shakud lilmo Torah. Shakud maybe means from the same lashon of having consistency. Tamidius. It's very appropriate to be learning about that right now. This week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, has the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid was a carbon that was tamid, that was consistent. It's one of the reasons it's a very, very famous and often discussed Chazal, that's really nowhere to be found in the Medrash itself. You can find it in the Ein Yaakov. It's a lost Medrash. Discussing, and maybe you've heard this before, discussing what's the most important pasuk in the Torah. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? And one Tana says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe many of us would suggest such a pasuk. It's a pasuk that millions of Jews left this world with those words on their lips, a testament to Emunah. And another Tana says, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Again, a pasuk that many of us would suggest is that Kal Gadol b'Torah, our whole foundation of Bein Adam Chavero, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. And the third Tana says a very strange pasuk. The carbon tamid from this week's parasha, the carbon tamid. One of the very famous answers to why that would potentially be the most important pasuk in the Torah. That pasuk represents tamidios, consistency. You know, we get excited every once in a while and we revitalize our avodas Hashem and we learn with a tremendous amount of passion and we might daven with a lot of kavanah. On a Yom Kippur, on a Simchas Torah, something happens in my life that I'm inspired. It's a lot harder to have consistency. Day in and day out to daven with Kavanah. Day in and day out to make sure that I learn something. Day in and day out to have the most beautiful Midos Tovos, treating every person that I meet in a wonderful fashion, in a beautiful way, the way I would want to be treated. Consistency. So too, Rabbi Lazar Omer, have a shakud luma Torah, maybe lashon of tamidios, of consistency, to make sure that my learning Torah is consistent, is daily, no matter what is going on in my life. And by the way, clearly, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a little bit more so a chiyuv for men, but it's a chiyuv for every one of you as well. To learn Tanakh, to learn Halacha, to learn Machshava, to learn Musar, to learn all that's appropriate for you. Of course, B'shatayv, in the right time, is going to come a time where you have many other responsibilities that might take precedence. But for sure, right now, at this point in your life, and your whole life, to make Torah learning a part of your life, a consistent part of your life. The amount of time is maybe going to be subjective to what's going on in your life. But everybody in this world can make a little time every day. Consistently. Shakud means there should be consistency in our learning Torah. That's one suggestion. But I want to focus on another pasuk. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Yirmiyah. It's talking about a vision that Yirmiyah had. It's very appropriate actually for these days we'll get to in a moment. Where Hashem shows him he has a vision of an almond tree. An almond branch. And Hashem says to him, Ki shakod ani al-dvarai lasoso. And there the word shakod, which is also an almond, in that context Hashem is saying that I'm going to be shakod to keep my word to do for you. There all the Mefarshim explains means I'm going to be zaris, I'm going to be quick. Hashem says this, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it immediately. I'm going to be mahir. Zrizus. And that's the allusion to an almond, because an almond apparently, of all the fruits and nuts, grows quickest. Very, very quick. So Hashem says, so too, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it quick. By the way, the allusion to the days we're in, many Svarim speak about this, that apparently it takes an almond from the time that the chanita, the budding, until it finishes completely being ready, is 21 days, which is 3 weeks. And it's an allusion to these 3 weeks. How so? Maybe this. That Hashem is saying, Shakud, I'm going to be zaris. I'm going to immediately do what I tell you I'm going to do. So too in our Mishnah, have a shakud l'ma Torah. I mean, you should have zrizus. If you want to go learn, run and do it immediately. Don't procrastinate. When we procrastinate, this is true for all Torah, not just learning Torah, but keeping Torah. When we procrastinate often, we don't end up doing it all. We have to be zrizus in our avodas Hashem, in our midos, when we're helping somebody else. Help someone right away. But specifically, Lomo Torah. But maybe there's one other interpretation that I want to suggest tonight. Maybe something very important for us. This Lashon of Shakud is, again, that same word of Shkedim, of Amens. If you think back a few parashios ago, we have the story of Korach. And when at the end of the parasha later, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to prove that Aaron's the righteous leader, right? Korach ve'edaso. Korach wanted to say that I should be the leader, and not Moshe and Aaron. Even though he says ve'amech kulam kadoshim, everybody is kadosh, but he wanted to take the leadership. And Moshe wants to prove that really Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol, Aaron should be the leader. So what does he do? You remember the story? He takes all from all the Nesiim, from all the princes, their mata, their stick. The stick represented leadership, right? Moshe had his mata, his stick that did all the miracles. Took everyone's stick. And a miracle happened. What happened to Korach's stick? It grew almonds. And that was an incredible miracle because it was an inanimate object. It wasn't attached to the ground. It was detached from the ground and it's growing. But Svarim bring down, based on the Gemara and Yuma, that there was a secondary miracle. You know, how do trees, and specifically fruit trees, blossom? So first, when the tree begins to grow, there's a flower that forms on the branches. But then when it's ready for the fruit to grow, what happens to the flower? It falls off. I don't know if any of you have any fruit trees in your home. If you went in Nisan to go make a bracha on a fruit tree, we make a bracha on a blossoming fruit tree when the flower is on the tree. Once the fruit grows, you're not allowed to make that bracha anymore. It's already finished blossoming. And the flower falls off. But when the stick of Aaron grew these almonds, the flowers stayed on as well. Why was that necessary? This insignificant secondary miracle. Why did the flowers stay on with the almonds? So the Or Gedalia, or Gedalia Shor, says the most beautiful idea. The almond, that's the fruit. That's the accomplishment. That's the end result. The flowers is the growing process as it's still blossoming and growing. The mark of a great leader is not just somebody, yes, who's making peros, who's producing fruits, who has great accomplishments. So a person who finishes learning something special, you finish going through all of Chamushi Chavji Torah, you finish learning through all Tanakh, you take a Sefer, Mesil Sharam, and you learn through the whole Sefer, that's an incredible accomplishment. An accomplishment in Chesed, an accomplishment, you finish davening through all Tehillim for all the brothers and sisters that are suffering in Surfside, Florida right now, and you go through all Tehillim for them. That's something special. That's a peros. Those are fruits that we've accomplished, we've produced. But the mark of a great leader is even after they produce peros, they never stop growing. The flower is still there. They're always growing. Moshe was proving that Aaron was a great leader because yes, he accomplished great things. But he never stopped growing. And that's what each and every one of us needs to be in our lives. That we're accomplishing, but we're continuously growing. And maybe that as well is the illusion here. Rabbi Elazar Omer, have a shakud l'umotor. What does lashon shakud? Maybe an allusion, b'derech remez, to the shkedim of Aaron. You know, when it comes to Torah, I want you to accomplish in Torah. I want you to finish and to learn. You all think about this past year, you've all learned. You all finished certain things and accomplished areas of Torah learning. But be like those shkedim, never stop growing. We always could be more. So that's how they shock with love of Torah. That's what we're doing here. You all understand that you wouldn't be here late at night to learn more Torah. So we're shocked, we're accomplishing, and we're growing. The Mishnah continues. Once we're learning Torah, Rabbi Lazar continues and says there has to be a certain focus in that learning. And through that learning, besides for all the other reasons that we learn, and there are many, Vida ma shetoshiv lapikoris. It's important to know what to answer an apikoros. So now, who's an apikoros? The most often understood interpretation, translation of apikoros, a heretic, would be an individual who's a koifer baker, someone who doesn't believe in God at all. Who maybe knows a lot of Torah, but doesn't believe in God. So first of all, the Rabbi Yonah explains, it's important to be somebody who can answer that person, so that others don't learn from them. People could be very persuasive. And if we don't, if we're not the ones standing up for Torah, standing up for Hashem, when there are others that are spreading sheker, we live in a world of sheker. Who else is going to stand up for Hashem? So you have to know what to answer that bikoros. And for yourself as well. Sometimes you have an individual trying to be mashpia, trying to influence you in ways that are wrong. You have to know the answers to be able to talk back. Now, by the way, only, the Rambam explains, if that person is going to be a makabel. Sometimes you have an individual's lahachis, you know what I mean, lahachis? Just totally against what's MS, and doesn't actually care to hear the truth. They just want to be mavaza all of Torah mitzvahs. They want to make a disgrace of it all. To them, there's no reason to talk back. You walk away, you let it slide. Because it's going to go nowhere. And you don't even want to give them the time of day. But to a person who's coming from MS and they really believe, so you have to learn to be able to answer them. And to be mashpia on them. And therefore others won't learn from them in the wrong way. But there's another interpretation of Abikoros. Abikoros most says Milashon Hefker, someone who's mafker themselves. As Hefker means I'm totally ownerless. So I'm ownerless to the Rabbonu Shalom. I'm not subservient to him. I'm not subservient to him. So that doesn't have to just be that ultimate level, like we've always been taught, apikoros is someone who denies the existence of God. But it could be even an individual that's mafker themselves on a lesser level, and doesn't show their shibut Hashem in Torah mitzvahs, and therefore has strayed in giving in to temptations, and not davening, and not learning, and not keeping Shabbos. And we all know people who've strayed. Daman lahosh shetoshav labikoros might not just mean know how to answer those who are keneged Torah mitzvos and trying to spread a lack of belief in God. But know what to answer someone who needs kirf. Know what to answer an individual who needs inspiration. Know how to be makarif someone and what to say. And by the way, that's not always like tremendous intellect. It's also knowing how to talk to someone's heart and how to be mechazek them, how to strengthen them, how to show love, how to build a relationship, how to show how beautiful, how much simcha Torah mitzvah brings us. So we could shetosh of that bikoras, that we could answer their way of living a hefker lifestyle is not best for them. Damash shetosh of lapikoras. That's also something very important. To be makarev others. You know, we say every day in Shema that there's a mitzvah of a haftas Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem. What does it mean that we have a mitzvah to love Hashem? All the mafarshim talk about this. You know, yes, it's a beautiful thing to love Hashem, but how is that one of the mitzvahs? Meaning either we do or we don't. You can't be obligated to love somebody. Hopefully we love Hashem. Hopefully we see how much Hashem does for us, how incredible Hashem is in this world, how much Hashem gives to us, how special it is to be a bas melech and have this beautiful relationship with Hashem. It's an incredible schus. And to have that love. But I'm going to obligate someone to love? It doesn't work like that. And some of you are dating already. Some of you, B'shataiva, will be dating in the right time. In the right time for everybody. To know when the right time is. And you're going to date. And you're going to try to find a husband who you ultimately love. If someone comes and tries to force you to love someone else, it's not going to work. You can't be mechuyev, obligated, oh, to love this guy. It has to be something that happens naturally. Through friendship, through relationship, through understanding, through appreciation. So what is this mitzvah of Avas Hashem? The Rambam has two different interpretations. In Mishneh Torah, he says the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is a mitzvah to learn more about Hashem. Study svarim that teach us of who Hashem is and how He's a part of our life. Learn Derech Hashem, learn Mesil Sharm, learn Sifrei Machshava. And if we do, that's our kiyum to love Hashem, because clearly we'll come to love Hashem. If you understand Hashem, you understand what Hashem does for you, you can't not love Him. By definition, we love people that do so much for us. Love people that care about us so much. Love people that give us everything that we have. It's going to be natural if you understand who Hashem is in your life. So the mitzvah is to learn more about Hashem. It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful idea. That's one understanding. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot gives another understanding. The Rambam there says that the mitzvah to love Hashem is to spread Hashem to others and to be makariv others to Hashem. Why? Because when you really love something, you want others to love it as well. Especially the people you're close to. You want them to appreciate it as well. You know, imagine, say it, B'derech, you know, we're here, you're growing girls. You heard a shir that you really took to and you grew from and you loved. So you want to spread that to all your friends. You want to spread that to all your friends. You want all your friends to also appreciate it, also gain the chizuk, also gain inspiration, also to enjoy and love what you loved. Therefore, the mitzvah of Hashem is to spread Hashem to others. Damash atosh of lapikoros could be a mitzvah of avas Hashem. Know what to answer, not just Apikoros and Kover Baker, to push him off and not be inspired by him. But those that have been mafkir their lives, care about others, be mechazik others. We have to give to others. The Mishnah then continues. And the next line can be understood, I think, when we really had two different segments so far. The importance of being diligent and consistent and passionate and growing in our learning Torah. And then utilize that Torah to be mechazik others or to answer others. And the Mishnah then continues, Rabbi Elazar says, V'da lifnei mi'ata amel. Know in front of who you're toiling. So what is that going on? It could be going on either of the first two segments of the Mishnah. Some understand it's talking about that bikoros. Know who you're talking to. Meaning, don't forget that. Because he could be conniving. And you have to be careful. And know that you're talking to somebody who's not really looking for your answers. And you have to keep that in mind. And know where that person's holding to be mechazik them. And to be mashpia on them. But we could suggest as well, it's going on the first statement of the Mishnah. Da'alif ne'miyat ta'amal, know in front of who you're toiling when it comes to Torah. Meaning what? Sadly, too few learn Torah in the proper way. How many of us have gone through our lives in the school system and so much of our learning Torah was just for a grade? And it wasn't a Torah that I felt. I walked into that Chumash class, that Navi class, that Halacha class, and I walked in, and every moment that I was listening to my teacher and learning Torah, I felt that I was getting closer to Hashem, and I felt that I was learning the Torah of Hashem. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. That's how it should be. Unfortunately, sometimes I'm learning just because I'm in school and want to get a grade and I want to know what I need to know for a test. Or sometimes I'm learning on intellectual level, for intellectual pursuit. Sometimes I'm learning just to impress others. The proper learning is dal z'nemiyat amel, to know that I'm learning and I'm toiling, I'm toiling in front of Hashem. And I'm learning chachma lokis, I'm learning the wisdom of Hashem, which means I'm getting to know Hashem better. The Nefesh HaChaim says, every time I learn Torah, I'm learning with Hashem. That's miyat, lifnei miyat amel. I'm learning with. Literally, Hashem is here in our presence. And more than Him here, and more learning with Him, we're getting to know Him through His wisdom, through His character, through the Torah. I've shared this so many times, one of my favorite lines of any sefer I've ever learned. The Hilga Baal HaTanya, or Shner Zalman of Liadi, he says, every single time we learn Torah, he says this in Perek Dalet of Tanya, every time we're learning Torah, I'm literally giving Hashem a hug. You know how beautiful that is? We're giving Hashem a hug. My Rebbe, Rav Blachman Shlita, he used to say, every time you learn Torah, you're taking Hashem out on a date. What's the idea? The idea is I'm getting to know Hashem better. I'm building a relationship with Hashem when I learn Torah. This is all Chachma Elokis. This is what we're doing. We're giving Hashem a hug. What do you do when you hug somebody? You get closer to them. Da'alav ne'miyat ta'amel. It's in Torah. You know, one time when Rav Shlomo Karbach was a very little boy, maybe he was 6 years old, so they couldn't find him. His parents didn't know where he was. Siblings, everyone was looking for him. They don't know where he went. I mean, here in Camp Dina, I don't know if you guys know, but in the upper staff, the senior staff, we used to every single night on the senior staff's chat, like once it gets dark or later, you see every mother like, do you know where my son is? Do you know where my son is? Send them back, like the kids are just running loose, and somehow they always make it back to the bungalow, you know, at some point. But they couldn't find little Shlomo. And they finally found him on the roof of their house. They found the mamash on the roof. And they asked him, what are you doing on the roof? And he said, I was trying to get closer to Hashem. Little boy. Trying to get closer to Hashem. How beautiful. Incredible. He's trying to get closer to Hashem. So he went up to the roof. Because we envision. That's the way we're taught. Right? God is in Shemayim. Shemayim Lashem. V'arash Nisan L'Neadam. And we say it in Pesukim. That God is a little bit more so, whatever that means, in heaven. So he was trying to touch Hashem. He was trying to give Hashem a kiss, trying to get closer to Hashem. But the emphasis is he was a little child. And there is a presence of Hashem that we learn about this more so in Shemayim, but there's no question, Hashem's right here with us. Hashem's right here with us every moment. Hashem's within each and every one of us. We each have a neshama. And that neshama is chelek elokami mamamish. That neshama is part and parcel of Hashem, literally. It's part of Hashem. Hashem's mamish, we're touching Hashem, we're with Hashem. But if you want to feel more with Hashem, connect Hashem more, truth is, there are a lot of ways. Avraham Avinu did it just by looking around the world, and here we could do that as well. Look around at the teva of the world and see Bari Alma. But probably the most special way that Hashem has given us is the gift of Torah. And when we learn Torah, we get to know Hashem, we get to feel Hashem, we get to know His wisdom, and build a deeper relationship with Hashem. We don't have to go up on the roof. We don't have to go up on the roof. We're sitting to learn Torah like we're doing right now, we get closer to Hashem. And finally, Rav Lazar finishes to tell us and to remind us, especially when he's focusing on all this learning and the diligence in learning and the connection in learning, V'neman hu ba malachtecha she'ishalem lach schar pulasech. And just know that the Baal, we're doing the avoda, the work, which is the learning and the mitzvahs. Neman hu, he's trustworthy, the Baal malachtecha, the boss. Who's the boss? The Ribbono Shel'Olam. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is the one who's telling us to learn and telling us to daven. And we're trying to serve and get close to. He's trustworthy. He's going to pay you back reward. And you'll see you'll get paid back big time for this. Sometimes we live in a world that's so confusing. And there's so much pain and so much suffering. And you look around and specifically, you know, you think this week, and we're all, every second, it's hard to even move on and stop thinking about what's going on in Florida. I have a very close friend who's there on the Chesed Shel Emes, in the recovery. And we feel for these families, and sometimes you think to yourself, you know, I'm davening, I'm learning, I'm doing. Where's the schar pulascha? Where's the reward? Where's the answers? The answer is we don't understand the ways of Hashem. We have to have a lot of emunah and know that Hashem knows what's going on, and there's a much bigger picture. We have to remember, don't think for a second we're not going to be paid back for every little thing that we do. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. You know how many mitzvahs we just got in the last half hour? You know how many mitzvahs? The Chavetz Chaim has a cheshbon that in every minute a person could speak 200 words. I don't know if I'm speaking that quickly. Maybe someone like Rabbi Eitan Feiner, Shlita, you know, certain Rabbanim speak very, very quickly. Rav Chavetz Chaim said you could speak 200 words a minute, and that means it's 200 mitzvahs every minute when you learn Torah. 200 mitzvahs. So in 30 minutes, that's 6,000 mitzvahs. 6,000 mitzvahs. So okay, maybe we're only at 5,000. I'll take it. And don't think we're not going to be paid back big time for every one of those. Every one of those is big schlossim. That's not, by the way, it's not the reason we do it. We're doing it because it's MS and because Hashem wants it to, and it builds that relationship with Hashem that we want. Alti, right, we learned earlier in Pirkei Avos, don't be like an Eved, k'misham shem rav al-manasim. Our purpose is not for the reward. But the Mishnah and the Tanna, Rabbi Elazar wants to remind us, don't think that you're not going to get that reward. It's important to know there is going to be a big reward. And this is very chashuv what we're doing. You wouldn't be here at this time of night if not. It's very chashuv. It's important to know the reward to understand how chashuv it is. How important it is, how incredible it is. But most importantly, again, the more we learn, the more we grow. We're going to build that incredible relationship with Hashem and feel that close to Hashem. And through that relationship with Hashem, all that we're going to walk away with is the greatest simcha in the world. All right, we'll finish that for tonight. Finish Mishnah Yudal. We'll continue Amir Tashem next week.